Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, my sisters and brothers. God is truly good. Welcome to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour of Prayer with your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart of Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Women United for Christ in Prayer, and International Prayer Faith Ministries. We thank God for you, you, and you. God is truly good, and God is on the throne. We thank God for the praise reports we are receiving. We thank God for the deliverance and for the healing. And we thank God for the miracle signs and wonders. Yes, he is a miracle-working God, and we ought to praise him while we have an opportunity. Men and women of God, we thank God for the prayers that are being sent up on a daily basis. And Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries pray 24 hours around the clock. Yes, we do. We have prayer warriors praying around the clock. And we thank God for each and every one of them. If you'd like to become one of our prayer warriors, you can always email us at drpatshow@hotmail.com. drpatshow@hotmail.com. And let us know you'd like to be one of our prayer warriors. We'll assign you to a time, and you'll be a part of a dynamic, powerful, powerful ministry. Praying without ceasing. Yes, men and women of God, the Word of God tells us to pray without ceasing. The Word of God tells us that judgment will begin in the house of the Lord. We thank God for his word. We thank God for men and women that trust in the Lord and lean not to their own understanding. So we are calling out to you, intercessory prayer warriors, those that want to intervene, those that want to pray without ceasing, those that want to be a part of Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, always email me at drpatshow@hotmail.com. All right? And we're going to add you to our prayer list, and you let us know what time you're going to be praying, because, again, we are praying 24 hours around the clock. And it don't cost you nothing. Amen. 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 Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. We've had many people to call, request to be a part of Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries from all over the world. And we thank God for you that believe in the power of prayer and know what prayer could do. Prayer can change that situation, and prayer will change you. Thank God for Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services, located in the blessed city of Baltimore at 5126 Bel Air Road, Baltimore, Maryland, 21206. And you can give them a call if you stand in need of his services. If your loved one has transitioned, going home to be with the Lord, you would like to have a praying, powerful man of God to assist you with that transition, give him a call at 410-327-3100. 410-327-3100, Dr. Harry Plecos, truly a man of God. Oh, you can always go online at http://www.harryplecosefunerals.com. Again, it's http://www.harryplecosefunerals.com. All right, that's Harry, H-A-R-I, P, close, Funeral Services, PA, 5126 Bel Air Road, again in the blessed city of Baltimore, 21206. Also, don't forget about Dr. David Gaines, truly a man of God, a natural hairstylist, also has a barber on site, operating according to CDC guidelines. And you know what? You have got to schedule an appointment. Yes, Dr. David Gaines, man of God, doing the work of God right there in the beauty salon. Yes, he is. Master Electrician, located 2103 North Charles Street. And you can always give Dr. David Gaines a call at 443-449-3631 to schedule an appointment. Also, there's a barber on site. God is truly good, and God is on the throne. We thank God for Dr. David Gaines providing fresh bread to our community. Free, 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 fresh bread. But you need to give him a call. Let him know you want to pick it up. It's available on Tuesdays, okay? But you have to pick it up. But give him a call in advance and let him know that you'd like to pick up some fresh bread for yourself, pastries for yourself, or for your family member or for your neighbor. 443-449-3631. Let Dr. David Gaines know that you heard it here on the Power Hour of Prayer. All right, praise God for our powerful, powerful realtor, woman of God, licensed and bonded in many states and in the state of Maryland. We thank God for Shanita Kelly. All right, and you can give her a call at 443-449-443. Let's get her number right here, y'all. 443-854-0977. 443-854-0977. If you would like to sell the home you're now living in, or if you would like to purchase a new home, and she'll help you get your finances in order. She's a praying woman, one of our prayer warriors. So give Shanita Kelly a call at 443-854-0977. God is truly good, and God is on the throne. We thank God for men and women of God serving our community. Isn't that a blessing? Men and women of God, those you could trust, someone that will pray with you and for you. That's a blessing. So give Shanita Kelly a call at 443-854-0977. Let her know you heard it here on the Power Hour of Prayer. She's waiting for your call. Praise God, praise God, praise God. We thank God for each and every one of you that are listening attentively, praying attentively, studying the Word of God. Because didn't the disciples say, Lord, teach us how to pray? Yeah. Lord, teach us how to pray. What to pray for? Don't take all day and all night. Amen. God is a God of order, my dear ones. There's prayers that we say for offerings in the church. There's prayers that we pray for altar call. There's opening prayers. There's benedictions. Lord, teach us how to pray. Prayers that we pray when we're in our secret closet. When we're praying to the Almighty, Almighty God. You may want to pray for an hour. You may want to pray for 2 hours. You may want to pray for 3 hours in your secret closet. You're talking to God. Lord, teach us how to pray. Lord, teach us how to pray. Cry out to God. Get yourself into a Bible teaching church, teaching the Word of God. A man or woman of God that's in leadership, that's living according to the Word of God. Not living on any kind of filthy life. Amen? Amen. We're setting examples for the world. The Word of God says judgment will begin in the house of the Lord. Playing time is over, my dear ones. Get right with God and do it now. Thank you, God. If I love you, I'm going to teach you the right thing to do. And I should be setting an example for you as how to live. I'm not perfect. I'm striving for perfection. Thank you, God. And yes, God is a forgiving God. But you don't continue to commit sins over and over and over and over again. You don't willingly sin. You know it's wrong. You know what's wrong. You need to cry out to Jesus and say, Lord, I need you to help me. Lord, I'm tired of living this dirty, filthy life. Lord, I'm tired of committing adultery, fornication. I'm tired of drinking day and night, trying to wash away my sins with rum and coke, trying to wash away my sins with vodka and orange juice, trying to smoke away my sin with marijuana. Now trying to eat away my sin, putting it in brownies and candy and gummies. My God, my God, my God. God's got a way that's mighty sweet. He can do it for you. Yes. He can do it for you cold turkey. And you won't need no methadone. Thank you, Jesus. I know what I'm talking about. I've seen the miracle signs and wonders that our Lord and Savior have done for individuals like you, 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 and me. Yes, God is able. He can do anything but fail. You can't do it, but God can. You can't do it all by yourself. Thank you, God. People need the Lord. The word of God in your heart, your mind, your spirit, and your soul. You have to want to make that change in your life. You have a choice in this matter. Yes, you do. Somebody said, oh, I don't know. You have a choice. All things are possible to those who believe. And with God, all things are possible. With God. With God. The word of God, praying without ceasing, being in the company of men and women of God that trust God, that believe in the power of prayer. Not one day on Sunday, then on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday, you're cussing somebody out. When you become a brand new creature in Christ, old things have passed away. And behold, all things become new. My dear ones, you don't want to do those things anymore. You don't want to go to those places anymore. You don't want to hear those filthy jokes anymore. They're no longer funny. You're not trying to be cute. You're saved. You're born again. You're a brand new creature in Christ. So let your family members know. And your friends know, I'm born again. I'm saved. I've accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I want to live the life that God has designed for me to live. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. That's what you are, a brand new creature in Christ, a man of God, a woman of God, a child of God. Thank you, Jesus, for the brand new creatures in Christ. Thank you, God, that I no longer want to do those things I did before. Thank you, Jesus. I don't enjoy it anymore. I don't want it anymore. God gives us a choice. You make that choice this morning. Do you want to make a change in your life? I can pray all day and all night for you. But you have to make that decision. You have to make that decision. You can go to the altar 10 and 20 times a day, every day. You have to make the decision. Thank you, God. I'm going to pray for you. I'm not going to stop praying for you. I'm not going to give up. But you have to make that choice. My dear ones, thank you, God. Glory be to God. Isn't it a blessing that you can make that choice? We have people in the world that want to make a choice for us, our mothers and our fathers, our sisters and brothers, want to tell us what to do. But you got an opportunity to make that choice yourself. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's a good God, that he gives you an opportunity to make that choice yourself. And I thank God that he gives us an opportunity. Some people learn the hard way. Some people have to hit rock bottom. Some of us have to hit rock bottom in order for us to hear from God. Some of us have to lay flat on our backs. And he'll say, can you hear me now? Uh-huh. He gives us a choice. I want you to know that, my dear ones. He gives our children a choice also. We can tell them. And the word of God says, train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he's older, he will not depart from it. You train him up. You live the right life. You let them see what a man or woman of God lives like. You set the example for the youth. You know, I hear individuals talking about our young people. But are the elders setting an example for our young people? Are we training them up in the right way? Are they seeing you as a man or woman of God? What are they seeing? Thank you, Jesus. What are you saying then? Thank you, God. Are you sitting down smoking weed with them? Are you sitting down watching nasty, filthy shows on TV? What kind of example are you setting for our young people? Train up a child in the way he should go. And he's older, he will not depart from it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. They're going to come back. You know, all of us have gone astray. Yes. All of us have sinned because of the first Adam sin. When we say all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, everybody get happy. Because of the first Adam sin in the garden. He spoke to Adam and told Adam, don't eat of that tree. Adam said, the woman that you gave me. God spoke to Adam. God spoke to Adam. Adam tried to blame it on a woman. But thanks be to God, he sent that second Adam, Jesus Christ. Isn't God good? He always gives us a way out, a second chance. We thank you, God, for sending your precious son, Jesus Christ, who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins, he who knew no sin. So we have got to stop playing the blame game. Stop playing the blame game. You have a choice, and I want you to hear that this morning, my dear ones. We have a choice. Think about it. God has given us a second chance. And some of us, a third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We give you the praise, the honor, and all the glory. We lift up your name this morning. Isn't he a good God? Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And he is a on-time God. I want you to know that today, that God is never late. And he's never too early. Thank you. Somebody said 6 o'clock in the morning. That's too early to listen to somebody praying. Or that's too early to hear the word of God. But when something happened in your life, and you don't know where to go, what to do. You're going to call upon the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Early in the morning, late at night. My God, my God, my God. People need the Lord. We don't need any more rules and regulations. We need Jesus. Yes, we do, my dear ones. Hallelujah. There's something about that name, Jesus. Every tongue shall confess. Every knee shall bow. There's something about that name, Jesus. Change will take place in your life. Call upon the name of Jesus with a sincere heart. and made up mind to serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He will make things right in your life. Not the government. Stop depending upon the government. Stop depending upon the president. The pastor. God will make things right in your life. We need to pray for the President of the United States of America. We need to pray for the Vice President of the United States of America. We need to pray for the Pope. Yes, we do. They all need prayer. My God, my God. That's why we pray without ceasing for everyone. Everyone in leadership position. They need the Lord. They're not perfect. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Yes, he does. I shall not want. You hear that? I shall not want. He's providing everything that you need. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. I hear folks say, I don't want this. I don't like that. I don't eat this. I don't eat that. He's providing everything that you need. Yes, he is. He's making a way out of no way. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Because thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Right while your enemies are right there watching, wanting to destroy you, he's right there preparing a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Sometimes we want to get our enemies out of the way, but the Lord want to show them, I'm going to prepare that table right there in front of your enemies. I want your enemies to see what I can do in your life. I want your enemies to see the miracles, signs, and wonders I am working in your life. No, I'm not going to push them out of the way. I want them to see what I can do. He will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. And they're going to say, how in the world did she get that promotion? How in the world did she get that house? How did she get that car? How did she get those nice new clothes? It ain't always about the money. God will have somebody to give you a car, a brand new car. God will have somebody to give you a home. Yes, he will. He's a miracle worker. Yes, he is. He'll make a way out of no way. God will bless you with the husband or wife that you should have. Won't he do it? God will bless you with food on your table. God will bless you. God will bless you. And when God bless you, it ain't like no other person giving you anything. When God blesses you, he bless you. He ain't going to talk about it. When God bless you, he's not going to tell everybody, I bless her with a brand new car and she won't even come and pick me up. But God bless you, not going to say, I bless her with a new home, and she won't even open the door, let me come in and have dinner. When God bless you, you're going to want to help someone else. Thank you, Jesus. When God bless you with a brand new car, you're going to want to go pick up your church member and take them to church and take them home. When God bless you, stop leaving them on the street waiting for the bus. God bless you with a brand new car. Stop leaving them out waiting for mobility, and God done bless you with a new car. Riding past them waving, saying have a good day, and God bless you with a good car, a brand new car. God bless you with that car. Yes, he did. He will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Yes, he will. Even though we walk through the valley of shadow of death, we're going to fear no evil because God is with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepares the table before me once again in the presence of my enemies and anointeth my head with oil, and then my cup is going to run over. Surely Surely, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Goodness and mercy, my dear ones, is following you all the days of your life. Goodness and mercy shall follow. It's in the Word of God, men and women of God. Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, not just on Sunday, not just on Wednesday night, but goodness and mercy shall follow you what all the days of your life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Goodness and mercy, Sister Esther, will follow you all the days of your life. Goodness and mercy shall follow you, Mother Annie Green, all the days of your life. Goodness and mercy shall follow you, Deacon Theodore Price, Deacon Leon Turret, Deacon Spain, all the days of your life. Goodness and mercy shall follow you, Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor, all the days of your life. Minister Sharon Ricks, Minister Barbara Duffy, Minister Yvonne McFadden, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Glory, hallelujah, Rosie Traham. Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Shanita Kelly, goodness and mercy shall follow you, Burdetta Washington, all the days of your life. Evangelist Janet Griffin, all the days of your life, goodness and mercy shall follow you. Apostle Margie Mercer, all the days of your life, hallelujah, glory be to God. Dr. Ron Green, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Jill Green in Miami, Florida, goodness and mercy shall follow you. Wallace Green, we are praying for your healing all the days of your life. God is a healer. In Virginia Beach, Virginia, yes, God is there too, healing you, Wallace Green. Didn't he do it before? He'll do it again. Goodness and mercy shall follow you, Sandra Green, in Virginia Beach, Virginia, all the days of your life. Laurie Damon in New York, goodness and mercy shall follow you. Yes, Ricky in Louisiana, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Pastor Clark, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. And Sister Greta, God is just blessing with a double portion of goodness and mercy, following you and your children, grandchildren, all the days of your life. Goodness and mercy. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Mother Mary Robinson, God is watching over you. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Pastor Tammy sees the goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Chaplain Thomas, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, Deaconess Gwen Close, goodness and mercy shall follow you all your life. Thank you, God. Cover your people, Father God. Cover your people with the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the goodness and mercy following us all the days of our life. Desmond Stewart, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Ricky Hightower, Rhonda Hightower, Maddie Hightower, goodness and mercy shall follow you. Bobby Gladden, Brenda Gladden, Michael Farmer, goodness and mercy shall follow you. Those in the military, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, goodness and mercy. National Guard, Coast Guard, goodness and mercy shall follow you. Baltimore City Police Department, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. That's what the Word of God says, and I believe it. Archbishop Alamasi, goodness and mercy shall follow you and King Alamasi all of your life. King Peggy, goodness and mercy shall follow you as you travel to Africa. Will follow you all the days of your life. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for this outpouring of goodness and mercy following us all the days of our life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Apostle Murray Davis Edwards, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Billy Edwards, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Tina Soul, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Sister Ursula Dorsey, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Diane Green, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. T.J. Staten, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Thank you, God. Rael, Zariel, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Diamond, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Delegate Melvin Stoops, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Sister Catherine, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Elder Annette, Elder Dawn, LaShawn, Mercedes, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Jose, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Patricia Hill, goodness and mercy shall follow you right in your sickbed all the days of your life. Gloria Henson, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Thank you, God. Sharonda, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Shirley, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to praise him. Elder Cassie Lofton, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Andre, Deacon Andre Lofton, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Bishop Gregory Gilmore, Sr., goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Bishop Gregory Gilmore, Jr., goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to be praising him right now. Goodness and mercy following you all the days of your life. Chief Apostle Deborah O. Gilmore, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Minister Mother Lady, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Sister Tracy Long, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Thank you, God. Chaplain Denise Reed, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Glory, hallelujah. Anthony Long, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. James Long, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Elder Josephine Dennis, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Pastor Brown, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. You got to get this in your spirit, my dear ones. You got to get in your spirit. Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Reverend Dr. Charles Savage, Sister Nettie Savage, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is blessing you right now. God is healing you right now. God is delivering you right now. God is doing some magnificent things in your life. Harry P. Close the second. Right where you are, God is doing some magnificent things in your life, rising up to create a great man in the Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Go behind the prison walls. Touch each and every prisoner right now. Let them fall and bend their knees and cry out to you and surrender and say, God, I surrender to you. I thank you for blessing me. I thank you for keeping me. I thank you for delivering me from evil. Let the prisons become a place of worship, crying out and surrendering to you, those that are guilty and those that are innocent, Father God. Touch them one by one. Father God, let them saturate you. Just let this saturate their spirit with the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Bless our children as they leave to go to school this morning. Protect them from seen and unseen danger. Watch over those that are on their way to work and those that are leaving their jobs. Father God, be with them and guide them and lead them and protect them, Father God. We know, Father God, you are God that can do anything but fail, and you haven't failed us yet. Touch our loved ones in nursing homes, in hospitals, assisted living facilities, Father God. Touch them one by one, individually and collectively. Touch every drug addict, Father God. Deliver them, Father God. God, give them a fix from you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Deliver them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, from heroin and crack cocaine. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Deliver them from pills, Father God. They've been popping over and over again. Deliver them right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Deliver someone, Father God, from cocaine right now, Father God, that they will not need another fix. Have them to take that needle out of their arm and let them cry out to you and surrender to you. Father God, let them cry out and go cold turkey, Father God, that they will not need any methadone. Father God, touch that dear one right now under the sound of my voice that want to give up, Father God. But let them know that you are the God that could do any but fail, and you haven't failed them yet. Touch them right now with the hand of God. Let them surrender their life to you. Father God, let them no longer want to commit fornication, adultery, Father God. Let them no longer want to lie and steal and backbite. Father God, take away their spirit of envy and jealousy, Father God. Have them no longer want to cover anyone, Father God. Let the Spirit of God reign into our homes right now on those that are lying on their sick beds. Father God, let them lift them up right now, Father God. Let them praise you and glorify you and magnify you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We are calling upon you this morning, knowing, Father God, that dear one don't need surgery. Touch that heart, Father God. You are heart fixing and mind regulator. We come against mental illness, Father God. All mental disorders, Father God. We destroy them and send them back to the pits of hell from which they came. Glory be to God. We come against bipolar, Father God. Paranoid schizophrenic, Father God. Disorders of the mind. You no longer have control over the minds of God's people. We come against depression, Father God. We come against stress disorders in the name of Jesus. We know that you're able, Father God. Make a way out of no way for someone, Father God, that's about to be evicted. Provide them, Father God, with a safe haven. Work that situation out. Touch that landlord, Father God. Touch them right now, Father God. Make a way out of a way for that dear one that's standing in need of money to pay that rent, that mortgage, Father God. Bless those that's in Maui and Hawaii, Father God. Let them know that you're God that can still do anything but fail. And let your people come forth and bless those that stand in need. Touch the hearts of the millionaires and the billionaires. Let them provide and make a way out of no way, Father God, for the people, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let the Spirit of Christ reign into their hearts, their minds, their spirits, and their souls. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you for what you're doing, Father God. We know that you can do anything but fail. You haven't failed us yet. Touch those that's been affected by the storms, the fires, and the floods in California, Father God. Maui, Hawaii. Father God, go into Texas, Father God. Russia, Ukraine. You said that there will be wars and rumors of wars. In your word, you said it. But you're still in control, and we believe that. You can touch the hearts and minds of the people, Father God. Let them come together in peace, in love, and in harmony. We know you can do it. We know you can do it. We know you can do it. We are praying for miracles, signs, and wonders. Dispatch your heavenly hosts of angels all around us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You're the same God that raised Lazarus from the dead. You're the same God that gave sight to the blind man. You're the same God that healed the woman with the issue of blood that touched your garment. And we just want to touch you, Father God, with our voices this morning. We want you to hear us, Father God. We are crying out to you. For those that have not called upon the name of Jesus, we're interceding, Father God, for someone that's in despair this morning, someone's child, someone's daughter, Father God, that don't know which direction to go in. We are crying out to you right now, Father God, for healing and for deliverance. Deliverance, Father God. We are praying for deliverance from substance abuse, alcoholism. Let them feel a touch from you, Father God, that they will never surrender to drugs or alcohol again. They'll never surrender to prostitution again. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Let them surrender to you, the almighty living God. Go into the churches, Father God. Touch every pastor, archbishop, bishops, apostles, chief apostles. Touch them right now, every minister of the gospel. Let them be obedient to the word of God and not of themselves. Don't let them pray as the hypocrites pray, just to be seen, but let them pray sincere prayers for men and women of God and for the body of Christ. We thank you because you said, Father God, if my people are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal the land. And we are the land. And we're crying out to you this morning for a healing for the land. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you right now. And we praise you, we glorify you, Father God, for coming into our homes this morning, for coming into the prisons, for going into the hospitals, the nursing homes, the assisted living facilities, on our jobs, as we ride in our private vehicles, on the train, on the planes, on the buses. protecting us, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We're praying without ceasing because you told us to pray without ceasing. And when we pray, we expect the hand of God, the move of God in our lives, in the lives of our loved ones. We are being obedient to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. And we thank you right now. We thank you, Father God, for working that situation out for that dear one who got a pink slip on their jaw. We thank you, Father God, for providing and making a way out of nowhere for them and their family. We are believers. We're overcomers. We're not survivors. And we are trusting you for healing in our bodies right now. Touch the doctors and the surgeons, the nurses, the anesthesiologists, Father God, those that dispense the medications. And we're praying over the medication that we're taking, that it will bring forth healing and the benefits will outweigh the side effects. We thank you, Father God, for that dear one that wants to lose 20 pounds. We thank you, Father God, right now for giving her that desire to lose weight for health reasons, Father God. We thank you, Father God, right now for that dear one that's staying in need of a job, and you're making a way out of no way for them with providing them with a career and not just a job. We thank you for the good paychecks that you've blessed us with, that we'll use them wisely and tithe that 10%. We thank you, Father God, when we realize it's not our money, it's your money. And we thank you right now for giving us the opportunity to earn money and then to bless you back with what you have blessed us with. Bless the tithers above and beyond, because they believe your word. They trust your word. Bless them above and beyond with more than what they can ask for. And we thank you right now for those that's just blessing back 10% to the body of Christ. We thank you, Father God, for the places of worship, the true worshipers that are worshiping you in spirit and in truth. And we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you, Father God, right now for blessing us over and over and over and over again. We cry out to you. We surrender to you. We place everything in your hands. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus divine wisdom, divine knowledge, and divine understanding upon God's people. I decree and declare a spirit of peace upon us in our homes, on our jobs, in our neighborhoods, in our city, in our counties. I decree and declare no weapon formed against you will prosper. Thank you, God. What was meant for evil will turn out good for God's people. Thank you, God, for blessing your people to be millionaires and billionaires and trillionaires. We thank you right now that they'll use your money wisely. Thank you, God, for blessing us with the vehicles we have to drive each and every day, the clothes we have to wear. We thank you right now for the homes that we're living in. It may be one room. It may be two rooms. And we thank you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, for taking those off the streets, those individuals that are walking the streets, that give them a mind stayed on Jesus Christ, that they'll want to get off the streets. And you'll bless them with a home, a place to stay, food to eat. Touch their minds, regulate their minds right now in the name of Jesus. God, you didn't make us homeless. Thank you, God. We thank you, Father God, for touching them one by one, individually and collectively. Our young people that are roaming the streets, touch their minds right now that they'll surrender to you and live the life you have designed for them to live in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Take away the guns and the weapons, the illegal guns and weapons off our streets. Touch our children, our teenagers. Infiltrate their minds with the word of God. Deliver them from the hands of the evil one. We come against the gangs that are rising up in our communities. We come against those gangs right now, Father God. And let the people of God take over our streets. The men and women of God that believe and trust in the Almighty Living God, let them infiltrate our streets and share the word of God, mind, body, spirit, and soul. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We come against the Crips and the Bloods, the guerrilla gangs. We come against them right now. even behind the prison walls. We come against those that are trying to bring people into the gangs. We come against that spirit right now of division. We know you can do it, God. We can't. You can do it. So we're crying out to you this morning, asking you to intervene, that the Spirit of God rain down upon us. And we plead the blood of Jesus against anyone or anything that may try to rise up against your people. No weapon formed against us will prosper. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We're crying out to you with a sincere heart and a made-up mind to serve you, to trust you, to be committed to you. We're praying for our President of the United States, Joe Biden, his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, his family in its entirety, that they will surrender to you and cry out to you. Praying for Dr. Kamala Harris, our Vice President, her spouse, her family in its entirety. We're praying, glory be to God, hallelujah, for all of our elected officials, mayors, governors, council persons, House of Representatives, senators, congressmen, delegates. We're praying for you that you will surrender to the Almighty Living God and do the will of God, that the word of God will outweigh any law, any law. The word of God will make a change in lives of those that we have to face every day on our jobs. The word of God will change the lives of those that don't know you as their personal Savior. They have not accepted you as their personal Savior. We're interceding for them, Father God. We're interceding that the Spirit of God will rain down upon them right now. They will not take another life of an innocent child, someone's mother, someone's father, someone's son, someone's daughter, someone's grandchild. Father, we're interceding for those that don't know the word of God, don't know the will of God. We're interceding for them right now. We're interceding that you will, Father God, enter into their lives, their spirits, and their souls. Touch their souls, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Let them be obedient to the word of God. Let them be obedient to the will of God. Let your will be done, not our will, but let your will be done. Children, be obedient to the parents that know the word of God, that live according to the word of God. Let the children be obedient to their parents that know the word of God, and let them be obedient to the word of God. It works both ways. Parents, don't provoke your children. And children, the word of God says, honor thy mother and thy father, and thy days shall be long upon the earth. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your deliverance right now in someone's home, in someone's home, that it would be a house of worship. Glory be to God. Thank you, God, for going into the bars, in the clubs, letting your spirit flow and touching the lives of those that frequently visit the bars and the clubs. Jesus, we thank you right now for touching those that's out there in the world, that we will just pray for them, that we will set an example for them and bring them back into the fold. Thank you for being our shepherd, for leading us and guiding us and directing us. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we surrender to you. We surrender. We surrender. As the song says, I surrender all. I surrender all to you, the living God. Our God is not dead. He's not Buddha. He's not Muhammad. Our God lives, and he lives within our souls, deep down in our sanctified souls. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing us this morning. Thank you for opening doors for us this morning. Thank you for using us as your vessels. Thank you, God, right now. We can't praise you and glorify you and thank you enough for what you've already done and what you're doing in our lives. We thank you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory on this day. on this day, on this day, right now, right now, right now. You ought to praise him and glorify him and magnify him. God is protecting you from seen and unseen danger. God is watching over you. He's giving you divine protection. Yes, he is. Divine protection. Psalm 91. Perhaps of the many promises for divine protection given to mankind, one is the most famous and satisfying is the Psalm of Protection. That's what you need, the Psalm of Protection. There shall no evil fall before thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he will give his angels, it's in the word of God, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Psalm 91. Read it breakfast, lunch, and dinner, even for a snack. And we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for your word. We thank you, God, for Psalm 91, Psalm of Protection. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory on this day for what you've done and what you're going to continue to do. In Jesus Christ's name, let all of God's people say amen, amen, and amen. The Spirit of God is moving in your life like never before. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Send us your praise reports, your prayer requests. Yes, God is able. Yes, he is. I believe in the power of prayer. I know what God can do. He can do anything but fail, and he hasn't failed you yet. Thank you, God. And he has never forsaken you. He said he'll send you a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. He's right there with you, right in your face. All you got to do is invite him in. He's with you every step of the way. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing your people over and over again. We thank you for our trials and our tribulations because you're bringing us through, making us stronger and wiser in the word. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We can't thank you enough. And we praise you. We praise you. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Yes, you can send us donations. I've had individuals that say, well, can we send? Yes, you can send donations. We accept donations because we're doing great work in the kingdom of God. We're not just storing up money. We're blessing God's people. We're blessing those that stand in need financially, spiritually, and physically. Yes, this ministry blesses men and women of God and those that need a blessing with housing, food, shelter. We give out scholarships for those that are going to college. We have 4 students that we're blessed with scholarships this year, and we thank God that we're able to do that. We're blessing individuals on Halloween. Instead of giving out candy, we give out toothpaste, toothbrushes, washcloths, face cloths, shower gel, soap. Yes, we're in the blessing business. The word of God says faith without works is dead. Uh-huh. We got faith in God. Faith without works is dead. We know what God can do. And we've been doing this for over 35 years. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, over 35 years. Started out as Women United for Christ in Prayer. Then God said, add anointed Women United for Christ in Prayer. Then we had men that wanted to join the ministry. Became International Prayer of Faith Ministries. We have prayer warriors all over the United States. Afghanistan, we have prayer warriors in Ukraine, we have prayer warriors all over the world, Germany, Africa, South Africa, all over the world. We're not just playing. We're not just talking the talk. Yes, then we became Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries, my dear ones. So we're not just talking the talk. We're doing what God has ordained for us to do. And I want you to do what God has ordained for you to do. Amen. Everybody's not called out to be a pastor. That's a special calling. Everybody's not called out to be a preacher. Everybody's not called out to be a teacher. He said he sent some. Some of us have the gift of helps. Thank you, God, for those that have the gift of helps. Thank you, God. Bless them that just want to help. As the song says, if I could help somebody, then my living would not be in vain. Thank God for those that have the gift of helps. Amen. Sweeping up. Sweeping the streets. Emptying the garbage cans. Going, sitting and praying with someone in their home. Prepare a meal for someone. Knocking on somebody's door that you know and calling them before you go to their home, asking them if they would like to have you to visit them. Missionaries. Put them to the missionaries. The missionaries is a very, very important job. Thank God for the missionaries that we still have in this land. Paul was one of the greatest missionaries of all time. Thank you, God, for the missionaries. Sister Burdetta, thank God for the missionaries. Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor, thank God for the missionaries. Thank God for you. Evangelist Danny Griffith, thank God for the missionaries that are still going out and assisting individuals in their homes, taking them to the doctor. Missionaries traveling around the world, establishing churches, yes. Thank you, God, for the missionaries. Thank you, God. A great calling. Thank God for the evangelists. Thank God for those that have street ministries. Many are called, but few are chosen. Are you one of the chosen ones? Or did you call yourself? Be careful. Know what your calling is. Know what God has called you to do. Thank you, God. The Holy Spirit is speaking this morning. Know what God has called you to do, not man. Because man will get you in a fix and leave you. Then you're stuck by yourself. Know what your calling is. And we're going to do a teaching on knowing what your calling is. Thank you, God. God has blessed us with many gifts. Thank you, God, for the gifts you have blessed us with. I decree and declare a spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, godly knowledge, godly understanding upon your people. Tune in again tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., Power Hour Prayer. Tell a friend to tune in. God is in the blessing business. Yes, he is. And I found the answer. I learned how to pray. God bless you. Continue to pray without ceasing until tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 7, Tuesday through Saturday, 6 a.m. to 7, Power Hour of Prayer. God bless you real good.